children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to MASC's weekly radio show on Family Matters. MASC, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids, kids of all ages and all stages, all mental health issues, including addictions. MASC has been around 21 years, and over 50,000 families that we've serviced over the years. MASC is a confidential helpline from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and you can call 718-758-0400 to get a referral, whether it's for a therapist for your elementary age child, high school, your spouse, yourself, maybe it's for a neighbor. Write down our number, someone you may be sitting next to in shul. Our number again, 718-758-0400, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, Friday until 2 hours before Shabbos, Shabbos night till 11, and Sunday all day, 10 to 10 as well. So give us a call, describe a situation. You can call anonymous, and we will try and guide you and offer you the referrals you may need. Maybe it's for a support group. Maybe it's for a rehab, an inpatient or outpatient clinic. So give us a call, and we will give you the referrals based on your insurance, private pay, whatever it is that you're looking for. We can try and be of help to you and or get you to other organizations that may be helpful to you as well. MASC is having a 6-week parenting course for single moms that started actually this week, and it is in Flatbush. It is at 8 p.m. in Flatbush for single moms. Call our helpline to register, and for more information, 718-758-0400. And moms, just know, there is no charge. If you're a single mom, give us a call, and we will give you all the information so you can register. It's a Tuesday night group. Okay, tonight, I'm really honored. You know, I'm really honored every week that professionals make the time to come on to our radio show and be there for the Klal and take time out from their busy schedules and their evening appointments that they can be seeing clients. And they make time, so I want to say thank you if you are on the show, and especially tonight to Malki Spira, who is an LMHC. I would like to welcome you, a very dear friend, a very, very, very wonderful colleague, a very warm and wonderful, receptive professional in our community that's always there for MASC and MASC parents. So thank you, Malki, again for being on with us tonight.
You're welcome, Ruchama, and I'm honored and privileged to be here joining you in your Avodas HaKodesh, the work that you do for the Klal and MASC in general, for all the work that the MASC team does in meeting the needs of the most vulnerable people, people who, when we're really in need and we call out, MASC is there. And I include myself as part of the MASC family, both in what I can do right now being here and in helping friends, family members avail themselves of this tremendous resource for the community to turn to the referrals for help, for support in the wonderful Shabbosim and other activities that are made. So, Rechama, first of all, I'd like to salute you and the great work you do, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Thank you. And you know, Malki, I must be honest with you. I don't do anything alone without my amazing staff. The staff is there waiting at the phones for parents to call, for therapists to call us for referrals, rabbis, principals. We do programs in schools and the yeshivas. We have groups going on in the schools. So give us a call. And Malki and Mask, my whole staff, could be helpful to our listeners. So let's get right to it. Malki, is it okay? I hope that I'm calling you Malki. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay,
sure.
Great. Thank you. So Malki is a college teacher, and Malki helps, supports, and empowers couples in building their relationships, their marriages. So I really would like to talk about the early marriage, the early on couples that get married, and how it could benefit them to do, whether it's group, whether it's individual. Let's get right to it and talk as a college teacher. What are you seeing out there, and how we can get the marriage off on the right foot with what support? Please.
So that's so interesting. I find it, having been a college teacher primarily, and then segueing from that basis into a therapist, I'm particularly sensitized to the strengths or the weakness of the new and young family as they begin to establish a foundation for a lifetime. And in the framework, the home that they build, that's where they'll be able to raise their children. And it seems to me that there's a big lack in the bigger community, the society that we live in, and that lack tends to filter down to our couples as well. There just doesn't seem to be enough of an education for that very vulnerable stage where two separate people are joining together, which we know in Tehillim it says, Moshe v'yechid in baisa. The Rebbeinu Shlom does a nest, that he takes two separate people with different feelings, wants, needs, hopes, inspirations, aspirations, shame, early experiences, and brings them together under one roof. And that takes quite a bit of skill, different kinds of skills that people often don't have. And yet this is so important because when we look at our teens and we're concerned whether the issues are addiction, or whether they're just disenfranchised from their family, from their society, whether they're unhappy, they're feeling anxious, they're feeling depressed. We try to go back. What's at the root of this problem? There's so much that they need in that early environment that the environment can provide for them. We're young parents to have those skills. So I think the skills of building a relationship with one another as a husband and a wife, establish the environment that space for children to grow in. So it's an investment. Educating young couples is an investment in children, and it's an investment in society. And I think it's something that's overlooked, very often overlooked in our society today.
Absolutely. And there is one thing that I would like to bring up before we even talk about educating, and that is the issue of stigma. Let's talk about stigma. You're in Borough Park. You see people from Williamsburg, Crown Heights, Flatbush, Borough Park, Monroe, Muncie. They come from all over, and you do things, programs all over. So in doing so, there is an issue where the stigma, the very right wing, and some middle of the road, even, there are families that are still struggling with the issue of speaking to a professional, even going for groups, marriage counseling, empowerment programs. I'd like you to talk about the benefit of bringing down the wall of stigma, please.
Yes. The stigma is a very sorry phenomenon because it stops people from taking advantage of the help that they need and the help that they could use. Baruch Hashem, I'd say recently, and I think, Ruchama, that you and MASC are part of the solution, as there are more Hamish or Haimish trained therapists that can deal with the needs of the Yiddish community within the community, and as there are more organizations like yours that bring speakers in, that bring parenting in, the wall seems to be slowly coming down. The media is sometimes also good. The newspapers, the magazines share information on a lot of different mental health issues. And then people hear, oh, what's happening is not something that's just in our home and just our problem. There are other people who experience similar situations, and there's help available. In fact, just this last week, I had an article in the Nafshi, which is a Yiddish magazine that's basically all focused on mental health issues, that was tackling personality disorders and personality disorders in parents. And very often children or spouses of people with personality disorders don't understand what's happening. They're not familiar with what's happening. Nobody's speaking about these distorted patterns of behavior, and they're suffering alone and in silence. So programs like yours that bring mental health to the community and magazines like Nafshi that educate the community are, Baruch Hashem, slowly breaking down the stigma. But the sad thing that I see often is it's very often people who are traumatized and people who need the help most that are dismissing it and that are disowning any problems and continue to inflict trauma by refusing treatment. But Baruch Hashem, I think that the Einei Ha'eda, the leaders, are understanding and trusting the therapists within the community and are becoming much more open to direct and guide people to get the services that they need. So I hope that I'm part of the solution as well.
You
and
sure
just being
are.
In this open conversation.
Yes, you really are. And not only that, Malki, you brought up a good point about trainings. I'm a Nefesh board member, and we just had our Nefesh conference, which was a four-day conference. I've mentioned it in the past. And it was our biggest conference ever. It was 4 days tucked away in a hotel deep in Long Island, and it was professionals that get trained 4 days, all day. Starts 8:30 in the morning, and they don't finish till after 11 at night. Back-to-back programming an entire day with Rabbanim there as well. And that is to train the therapist, our, you know, Jewish religious therapist, that are getting trained are not like years before. The percentage of the right wing was a very small percent. And today we have so many wonderful clinicians, so many professionals graduating, so many therapists attending all the Nefesh programs. And if anyone is interested, please go on to Nefesh International.org and register. They have a wonderful listserv. They have wonderful programs online. They have the next chapter and Nefesh online training where you can do it from your home, from a computer, from wherever you are. Get some trainings. Go online, check it out, register, become a member, and get educated and get connected to other professionals that are in this field. So let's talk about, everyone knows that communication is the key to a good marriage. Can we talk about what would you be teaching? What would it look like? And what else is involved, actually, when you do these programs? or do individuals?
Sure. So the first step is psychoeducation. People tend to think that communication is key, as the joke in real estate, it's location, location, location. And people will say, well, when we need to train people in relationships, it's communication, communication, communication. And that certainly is a good place to start. It's certainly good to understand how you communicate, to be able to express your needs, and to be able to hear and understand what the other person's needs are. And that's certainly a first step, because if we can't communicate effectively, then we certainly will not be able to negotiate differences. We won't be able to navigate the path that we need to be able to maintain a good, close, respectful, caring relationship. I think the couple need that relationship, because they need to become attachment figures for one another, and then establish that warm home where children can grow in a healthy manner. And that's so critical, because Deborah Mattei is a great psychiatrist. He's a medical doctor. He's an expert and a researcher in addiction specifically. And he talks about those first 1,000 days of a child's life, that early trauma, developmental trauma that children suffer if the environment isn't safe and if the children don't have attuned parents. And even when a mother is pregnant, even in utero, the stress hormones and the impact that they can have on a child. So the environment that we can establish, interesting something Gabor Mate says. He says that not every child that experiences developmental trauma will turn into an addict, but every addict had developmental trauma. And when I say addict, I don't just mean drugs or alcohol. Is it food? Is it shopping? Are you doing anything that you would prefer not to be doing in an attempt to alleviate, to bring down pain that seems to be overwhelming? There's a part of you that's saying, I just can't deal with this. It's too much. Well, that starts in that early home, and that early home is established by parents. So, yes, the first thing that you want to do is be able to establish safe communication, a place where when we have differences, we can learn how to talk to one another. So the communication skills will be a very practical, discrete set of skills that you could really be teaching in later elementary school, early high school, later high school. But certainly there's a motivation in the beginning of a marriage when there's almost a reset button. People are starting fresh, and there's a certain luster for the relationship. There's a certain willingness to invest when you get a young couple when they're early. And you could say, well, yes, I did want you to do that, and you didn't do it. You came home, I asked for milk, you didn't bring it home. But I don't want to just blow this relationship by angrily expressing what I need to, like perhaps I often would do. So how could you say what you need and how you need it? How could you share what was going on for the other person at that time? So it's a skill set that you can share, and that's pretty clear. You know, that's the easiest part of the education, where it's psychoeducation about communication. It might sound something like this: when I see you didn't bring home the milk, when even though I asked you to, I feel sad. And it's expressing your feeling rather than blaming the other person, but just coming out in a vulnerable way. I feel sad because I need to be able to rely on you, so I need safety. I need to be able to rely on you when I ask you something. You get that. Next time, would you be willing to? It's learning a way of communicating what is sitting on your heart, and that another person can take that in without feeling blamed, without feeling dismissed. And then they can join that with you, too. So that's usually the first step.
So let's talk about the first step, which is attachment. And like you said, everyone comes from their own story it all began wherever they began, which is their family, their home. Can you explore the effects, whether it's negative, positive, of attachment, so that even those that are married longer periods of time, not early marriage, that are listening, may benefit from understanding different attachment styles?
Yes, and that's certainly another step in the training program. As you grow over that first year of marriage, one of the critical steps of psychoeducation where you think, I want to understand what's going on. How do I come forward in a relationship? How close am I comfortable being? How close is my partner comfortable being? What does each of us see in our parents' marriage that we might be bringing with or that we might be reacting to? And the typical style of attachments based on either a warm environment in childhood or a less than nurturing environment in childhood would be either a spouse who can be present, right? They can be there for you, or a spouse that avoids relationships and pulls away whenever conflict happens, or a partner that is anxious and kind of forcing their agenda on you. And so often we end up with these poisonous, toxic patterns that move back and forth again and again, where an anxiously attached partner is kind of pulling away. You could think of them kind of as an island, pull away from a partner, and that triggers their wave type of behavior where they come at the island and they say, you got to be there for me. And there's no calmness in this situation whenever conflict comes up. So becoming aware, getting educated, understanding your own pattern of attachment, and once you understand that, doing certain exercises that can help you stretch so that you don't trigger your partner and you can try to be there for them. And again, you can communicate. So we go back to our communication skills. You can communicate what they need to hear, even if you can't fully come out. That's another of the steps of learning that can happen in that early first year of a marriage, Shana Rishayin environment, that can help to stabilize a marriage. And if we think of how necessary this is, in the contemporary world, marriage is not in a very good standing right now. First marriages, people tend to divorce one out of two. 50% of marriages, first-time marriages, end in divorce. Second marriages, two out of three. Third marriages, three out of four. Western society is bankrupt when it comes to a solid set of skills and a philosophy towards marriage. So giving this kind of education, if it's communication, if it's attachment, if it's just realistic expectations and going to that deeper level of what does a 50-year marriage look like? Helping a couple build a marriage vision. And that marriage vision includes very frustrating experiences, which are typical for marriage, but is also enriched by so much research that shows people living longer, people living happier, people being healthier when they are married. So value, the worth of investing in a marriage versus the cost of not investing in it, but especially the cost on the children. So it makes it so worthwhile to invest in your marriage.
Wow, thank you very much, Malky. It's so important that we impart to these young families when they get married the information that you're sharing about a good foundation, solid foundation, learning how to recognize each other's original, you know, where they come from originally, and what their attachment issues are, what their family is like, and what we all bring to the table in our marriages, including the self-growth. Once we are aware and we do go for some, whether training or individual, by somebody like the most talented Malki Spira, who helps so many callers, so many young women and young couples for early marriage therapy. It's so important to empower these couples at a young age so they could be able to learn to talk about their true feelings and be respectful and resolve differences effectively, also become better listeners, and value just communication between each other. So I want to thank you, Malki, for coming on tonight and always being there with Mask. And I hope this was helpful for some of our listeners to think about what to offer themselves, maybe their children that are getting married. If anyone wants to reach Malki Spira, feel free to call the Confidential Mask Helpline, and we will connect you with Malki. And our number, again, is 718-758-0400. So, Malki, what are your last piece of advice that you'd like to leave our listeners with quickly, please?
Yes. In closing, I'd just like to share with you that it's an investment that's so worthwhile because you're investing in yourselves. You're investing in your children, you're investing in society, and you're investing in forever. There should be no stigma when it comes to psychoeducation, to learning about how to be the best couple that you possibly can be. And I must thank Ruchama for the opportunity to share this message and to be part of Mask's magic. And I'm just really happy and honored to be able to be part of what they do to help the community. And Ruchama, you should individually and together with Mass be able to continue to bring messages like this and all the message that you bring and the help that you bring to the call.
Thank you. Amen. Again, it's not Ruchama alone. I have a wonderful staff, and they are all nine employees are happy to help anyone that calls our helpline. Thank you, Malki, again, for always being there for the call for Mask. And I'd like to wish everybody a very wonderful evening and a good Shabbos. Always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Thank you, and good night.
You've heard them on the radio, seen them in Ami and Mishpacha magazine. Kosher Gold is nature's secret miracle, a 100% pure, non-toxic, all-natural kosher CBD with no side effects, is non-habit-forming, and is non-psychoactive. Kosher Gold is produced from the hemp plant and is all-natural mood booster that has been proven to help with health conditions such as stress, anxiety, and depression, chronic pain, inflammatory disorders, autoimmune disorders, insomnia, skin conditions. Kosher Gold, when it comes to your health, quality matters. For more information, including doctor and customer testimonials, contact them at 856-431-2028. Again, that's 856-431-2028, Kosher Gold. Foma Noodles is a sensational, family-friendly, traditional, and authentic kosher Asian restaurant with a wonderful, calming ambiance. Located at 411 Troy Avenue in Crown Heights, Foma features the latest trends in kosher Asian cuisine without chemicals or MSG and accommodates vegan, gluten, and nut-free customers. They specialize in noodle and non-noodle dishes and incorporates the best in Oriental dishes from Korea, Vietnam, Thailand, and Japan. Every dish is an experience with your satisfaction guaranteed. For a great night out, come to Foman at 411 Troy Avenue, Crown Heights. It's worth a trip from anywhere. Great for special events and business meetings. They also cater. For more information, including takeout and delivery, call them at 718-697-1947. That's 718-697-1947. Foman, a great dining experience.
TCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.